学生认真学习族语歌谣与舞蹈。这里是澳洲距离雪梨大约500公里，去年成立的一所实验小学，也是新南威尔斯州第一所原住民族双语小学，现在已经有52名学生。学校课程结合西式教育以及当地原住民族语沉浸式教学，族语课程由该地区的原住民族组织设计。这所学校的成立对许多族人来说是感动的一刻。
Just listen to our children and our teachers conversing in our language. It's very special. Very special to hear that. To get to where we got to in a pretty relatively short amount of time is something that is very humbling and makes me very happy. And I know that a lot of our elders feel that as well and often tear up and get really emotional about what's happening with our language because it's something that was stolen from them.
除了课堂上的双语教学之外，学校每个星期还有一天户外教学日，老师带领学生学习土地的知识，也很受学生的好评。
At my old school, I never used to go out of country. Like maybe once a year we went somewhere. But now at this school, we can do it like every Thursday, and it feels connecting to country and.It kind of feels like free to be out of country.
除了双语小学之外，新南威尔斯州许多原住民族人也努力在主流教育中推动族语学习。例如，州内最大都市雪梨一所公立小学，所有学生不分族群都必修当地原住民族语的课程。族语老师表示，不管在校园内或是社会上，族语课程都相当受欢迎。
Yeah, we can't actually keep up with the demand for Indigenous languages or for learning Darug across Sydney. So we have more people who want to learn it and not enough people who can teach it. So we're scrambling to get those people ready to help deliver it.
雪梨是英国殖民者与澳洲原住民族第一次接触的地方，数百年文化入侵与灭绝的历史就是从这里展开。现在原住民族与复振的种子可以在雪梨慢慢萌芽，具有独特的意义。记者陈中宽，花家新编译。